Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today?
I am, and I hope you are.
I sure am. It is always a pleasure to chat with you, Carmen, and we have a big, big, big weekend coming up. Super Bowl weekend, or as many of us are calling it, the Taylor Swift Super Bowl weekend, because I got a feeling it's going to turn into that, but either way, Super Bowl means family and friends and get-togethers and parties, and that also means a lot of snacking and a lot of food. So we got some stuff to talk about today, Carmen.
We do. According to the USDA, the Super Bowl Sunday is the largest consumption of food right behind Thanksgiving.
I guess we need some strategy as we head into the Super Bowl and all the things we're going to have and eat and how we're going to do it. So let's talk about that some. Could you?
Sure. We want to have a winning game plan so that we can be successful with our food on the Super Bowl. So the first thing we're going to do is have a smart pregame meal. So maybe don't just starve yourself waiting for the big event. Actually eat during the day, but eat some healthy things. And that way you're not just so hungry that you might overeat when the game time arrives. But we do want to save some calories so we can refuel at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to include some lower calorie drink and snack options. Maybe not necessarily just for us, but for our guests who are trying to be a little bit smarter about their food consumption.
And that kind of has to make us think about it ahead of time, right? Before we start purchasing what we're going to have.
Exactly. So if you're purchasing and preparing food, check out some food labels. A lot of times you can find something that's very similar to another product that's just a healthier version. Or if you have a recipe, think about if there's a way that you might be able to modify that a little bit to mm-hmm. make it healthier. And if you need some help with those kinds of things, we do have resources at Cooperative Extension, and we're happy to help.
Great. Our guest, Carmen Long, with Extension Today in Allegheny and Surrey County. We're talking about, of course, the big game coming up this weekend, and that means a lot of get-togethers and a lot of food will be consumed. And you say we need to have a plan ahead of time.
We do. So decide what we're going to eat before we begin. Kind of scope out what's available. Just because it's there doesn't mean that we have to eat everything. If you've sampled food previously and you know what it tastes like and it's not your favorite thing, then maybe don't use your calories on those foods. Pick out some things that are something that you're really going to enjoy, and take your time when you're eating those foods. Really savor the flavor. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're eating. Sometimes when the game gets exciting, we just start poking food in our mouths, and we really don't even know that we've eaten it.
Very true. And another big thing is the portions that we eat, right?
Exactly. So one of the things is to just use smaller plates. That's a good way to mm-hmm. make it feel like that you're getting more. Your plate will look full, but it doesn't have to be as big of a serving as what you would put on a large plate. Mm-hmm. And then just don't stand by the food table. Kind of move yourself away so it's not so convenient to just keep on grazing.
Don't camp out at the food table, right?
It really makes it kind of hard to know how much you've eaten when we're just standing there eating. So, use those smaller plates, stand away from the food table, actually put the food on a plate so that you know what you're getting.
Okay, so you know, not just in the big bowl, the big container where you just keep digging and digging, right?
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. Our guest is Carmen Long with Extension Today, the Cooperative Extension Service in Allegheny and Surrey County. And, we're, of course, big game this weekend and talking about the snacks and the things surrounding that and how to eat more healthy or at least not overdo it. So food safety, I mean, I guess we don't think about that so much like you would at a picnic in the summer or about Thanksgiving when you have all those different kinds of cooked foods. We don't think about it as much for Super Bowl stuff, but we probably should, right?
Sometimes those games can last a really long time,
yes,
and we might get the food out, you know, before the game begins, and if we're not real motivated, it might stay out after the game ends.
Mm-hmm.
So the two-hour rule is a good thing to follow. Leaving perishable foods at room temperature for more than 2 hours can be a mistake. because that bacteria can start to multiply, and the more bacteria there are, the more likely a foodborne illness might occur.
And one way to counter that is those perishable foods, you don't set it all out at one time, right?
Exactly. So if we use smaller containers and then replenish those throughout the evening, that's a way that we can either keep those hot foods hot or cold foods cold, and that's what we want to do. Another thing that we can do is make sure there are plenty of clean plates.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy for foodborne illnesses to occur when food is... We use dirty plates to put more food on, yeah, or the utensils touch dirty plates. So just encourage people to use clean plates when they're getting seconds.
Great idea. I hadn't thought of that so much. Hot foods, you got to keep them hot, right?
140 degrees. Sometimes those games get a little bit heated, and the room might get a little warm, but it's not going to be that warm. So
no.
Use some sort of a slow cooker or warming tray, mm-hmm, something to keep those hot foods hot.
And cold foods, where do they need to be?
About 40 degrees or lower. And we don't want our rooms to be that cold either.
So
we're going to have to keep those foods either in bowls of ice, or use a tray that you can put some ice around things. Some bowls actually are meant that if you put them in the refrigerator or freezer ahead of time, that mm-hmm, they'll keep things cold.
Yeah.
Just, once again, if we don't put it all out at the same time, then we don't have to worry so much about it. But just making sure we keep the hot stuff hot and the cold stuff cold.
A lot of great advice as we come up on the big Super Bowl weekend and having those big celebrations. We think about safety and think about doing things in moderation as well. Carmen, if folks have questions about or any of the tips that you've given today, they need to check with you on it. What's the best way to do that?
Sure. They can contact me at the Allegheny office. The number there is 336-372-5597.
Mm-hmm.
And the number for the Surrey office is 336-401-8025. We often have information, too, on our Facebook page and our websites. Email is another great way to get a hold of me. So just reach out if you have questions or concerns or you need some healthy recipes, and we can hopefully help you out so that your event will be a lot of fun for you and your family and friends.
Terrific. Always a pleasure. Carmen Long with the Cooperative Extension in Allegheny and Surrey. I hope you have a big Super Bowl weekend, and thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.